Next is Carol Cleland. The last name is C-L-E-L-A-N-D. Carol. Clinical case of a 78-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of uncontrolled hypertension. An angiogram of the renal arteries was done, and it was found a total occlusion of the left renal artery. The interventional radiologist was able to pass a guide wire remove the stenosis that was in stent stenosis and there was ostial non-flow limiting obstruction of the left renal artery that was also angioplasty. The patient tolerated the procedure well, however, the blood pressure continued. My impression is that this is the case of a renal artery stenosis that has been present for a lengthy period of time, and the patient had continued with the hypertension, and we are adjusting the medications. Throughout the last 2 weeks, we've been communicating on a daily basis regarding the adjustment of the prescription according to the blood pressure readings. And we have obtained a blood pressure that is in the systolics between 150 and 170 most of the time. The patient has a diffuse arteriosclerotic process as described in the arteriogram period. I don't anticipate that the patient is going to be with a blood pressure 130 over 70 because of the stiffness of the arterial walls. The final prescription is a catapress patch 0.2 to be changed every week, 50 milligrams of metoprolol, succinate, Q12 hours, losartan 50 milligrams PO Q12 hours, hydralazine 100 milligrams PO Q12 hours, furosemide 40 milligrams daily, and BID on Wednesday, Fridays, and Mondays. The patient is advised to restrict the fluid intake at 40 ounces in 24 hours and a low sodium diet. The patient has been completely asymptomatic. Number two, anemia associated to iron deficiency. Number three, diabetes mellitus that has been under fair control. Number four, diabetes mellitus under adequate control. Following number vitamin B12 deficiency and supplementation. Following number vitamin D deficiency, period. I spend more than 35 minutes explaining face to face in reviewing the chart. We spent 10 minutes and in documenting these 8 minutes. We're going to follow her in 7 weeks. with laboratory workup.